is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us on what has been a lengthy, if not girthy, show.
Ooh, thus girthy. Far.
Yes. It's been spirited, hasn't it? Has it not, Pip?
It has.
All right, so let's do
some. Well, I can't believe that went quick, too.
Yeah, I know.
25 already.
Yeah, we plowed through, what, three stories?
Yeah, we plowed through.
Christ, yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the ice cream truck took way more time.
I know, but we were really enjoying the ice cream truck.
This little throwaway bit.
It really was.
We got intrigued by.
It really was just like a throwaway something I just saw that struck me. Like I heard it. I thought of it today. I'm like, oh, all right, I'll throw this one there. Just
and then you're like, everybody try to take a look at it. I'm like, yeah. And then I go, oh, I'll take a look. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Look at that damn thing.
I know. I thought there. He was exaggerating. And then I looked at it and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, maybe he's got a point. Yeah.
Coming down your street.
This I'm like, band for, playing music.
For people who aren't in the area, in a lot of cities, you dial 311 if you have a need to talk to the police about something that's not an emergency. But I'm like, I think that's a 911 van.
911 van.
Yeah, right. Well, why do you think it? Look at the damn thing.
Look at it.
Just pull him over. Somebody's got a fucking taillight out and peek in the back. See what's going on.
Nothing but Italian ices. Can't believe the Italians have pride in those ices. Anyway.
Oh, don't start.
Right. Let's do some scamming scammers. So, last week, fake Davin lost some people in his circle of trust. There was Hangouts Carolyn agent who wanted no more to deal with him because fake Davin had too many questions about how this business transaction was going to go down of this man just generously giving money for my bank information.
Banned.
And then Instagram Carolyn blocked me. So
bitch,
fake Davin has had issues on both platforms.
I know it has been.
And I believe the question at the last show was this it. Is this it?
And you guys
come down.
You guys thought there could be a little bit more, right?
Yeah,
a little bit.
All right. So I had not talked to I had not spoken. I just got a diploma from Ashboro. Got my Ashboro degree. Where's my Mexican flag? Let me wear it with pride.
I know you can't speak English anymore.
I can no longer speak English. So she blocked me on March 19th on Instagram. And now I had not spoken to Carolyn on Hangouts since March 12th. And she had asked how Micah was. And I told her, I'm really sick too. And she didn't respond. So on March 22nd, I write to her on Hangouts because I'm blocked on Instagram. So I go, hey, Carolyn, how are you? The next day she responds, what do you want?
Oh. What do you want?
No, this is not good.
Oh, God.
But she is talking to me.
Yeah.
So we have a chance.
Of course.
God, this is like when Joanne and I used to fight. What do you want?
I thought it was when you used to make love.
We're talking. Dialogue.
What do you
want? It'll be a bad dialogue, but there's dialogue nonetheless.
Yes.
Sure. I go, just checking you're okay during quarantine. I want nothing. Because remember, everybody's in lockdown all over. Well, she's in England. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Canada. Well, she's in one of those places.
I don't know where she is.
She says, am okay. Bye. I go, glad you're okay. She goes, thank you. Bye. Now I'm just trying to keep her talking. You know, like you do in a hostage situation. Or like you do with a jumper. Just keep them talking. Keep the dialogue going.
And in a realistic situation, I guess I've been in these situations plenty of times, where there's something that doesn't really want to be part of you anymore, but you try to want to get more out of them.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Bye. It's one word answers and shit like that. You got to figure, all right, how can I get in there and get a little bit more out of them?
Yeah.
Well, I go, glad you're okay. And oddly enough, she says, thank you, bye.
To my point?
Yes.
How romantic.
But I got to keep this going.
Right.
So I go, YW, you're welcome, bye.
I'm going to go to the truck for more tools.
But I'm keeping her talking. She's not getting off. She keeps on answering all my nonsense.
Okay.
I go, you're welcome, bye. She gives me a thumbs up. I give her a thumbs up, prayer hands, devil sign, and a peace sign.
She's like, oh, God, this guy.
She goes, any more of this bullshit, I'll block you. You think I'm happy with you? It's two sad emojis.
But now you got an in.
Exactly.
An in from somebody that would have to go through shit like this myself. And now you got the in. And now you be on your best behavior. And you start getting out the old butter and start better buttering them up like a fucking roll on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I mean, sure, I might have to send her an iTunes card or a Steam card. But it's worth it just to keep her on the line.
Oh, God.
I go, just trying to lighten the mood during these tough times. We always laugh together. There is no need for us to be enemies. She goes, I don't have any business with you anymore. Talk about an honest fucking sense.
Wow.
Didn't
say it wasn't going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah. But I'm thinking this is the same Carolyn from Instagram.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this is Hangout. Because this is an okay Caroline.
This one.
Story tell, funny of Venom, go fuck yourself. Yeah, I think that's her, yeah. Got all the traits.
She goes, I don't have any business with you anymore. I go, I know, but we were friends, right? She goes, what kind of friends excuse friends or non-beneficial ones?
Non-beneficial.
What a sad little life she has.
That's what she said to you?
Yes.
Well, you got a point. You hadn't coughed up shit yet. Yeah.
I understand.
Jesus Christ.
I understand, but to describe friends as only being beneficial.
Yeah, what good are you
in her world, you haven't given up shit.
Wow, okay.
What have you done for me lately?
Exactly.
Not a fucking thing. We're coming for your children. Uh-oh, the phone's ringing at the office.
So I go, are you mad at me about money?
What do you think?
She goes, you're always disappointing in every way. Wow.
Ow! Shots fired.
She goes, I think she meant how, but she goes, how come you want to take care of me when we get married? And she gives like laughing emojis. Fuck, crazy as hell. Well, if you were married, you'd be here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to video chat with you. You'd be here.
Yeah.
If we repair this, you'll see. I made mistakes. I see that.
Okay.
She goes, see what? I go, but every way is tough. You did like me. Once the quarantine is over and the comedy clubs are open, she goes, when you can't even get a $100 bill for me to offset my internet stuff. All right, so this is the same Carolyn.
Yes.
Can you imagine, like, trying to still pursue this person? You would have to be really in love and have real so low self-esteem.
Yeah, you would.
And unfortunately, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. And if you were in that position, you would send the $100. That's the shame of the whole thing.
Yeah.
I go, I'm out of work. They have shut down my industry, Caroline. Don't believe me? Read the news. Look, if you never loved me, then none of this matters. Let's see if she ever loved me.
Uh-oh.
She goes, Davon, and she spelled my name wrong.
Oh, God. Did you ever love me, Davon?
Davon, look, I'm not...
Like Joe Coy. Davon.
Look, I'm not in here for any of your cock and bull stories before the corona. Have you done anything for me before? Before you'll be blabbing nonsense, take your time and ask yourself. So forget about this corona shit. You'll never change. And fed up and done with that. I've passed the level of someone tossing me around aimlessly. But no, you're trying to toss me around, but you have an aim, and you're just not meeting it.
Yeah, right.
I have an aim, too, and it's working out really well.
And it's worked out for months.
Yeah, and thank you for continuing to talk with me when just blocking me would have ended this whole shit.
I know. It's like you're mad and you're still talking to me.
She's got to be thinking, well, there's still a way.
I think she's so frustrated. She's got to express
it. Because basically if you're trying to get back into your good graces, the only way to do it is to get a gift card or something like that. Well, will you do it? You came calling for her. She didn't go coming to you.
Right.
For the simple fact that you're back with your, you know, keys and your hand out, you know.
Are you on the record of saying I invested financially in this bit?
You haven't yet.
Are you saying you think I will?
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
Do you think I will?
Yeah, no, I don't think you will. But I think that you're going to be using a lot, backpedaling and moving forward, and you know.
We're talking to Milt's we'll son see. Here. He's not going to invest in this.
Would you like a creamsicle, Carolyn?
Would you like one of the big the store box creamsicles?
Oh, my internet got slow there for a second. That was
weird. Yeah. You disappeared. There's Pip.
There we are.
And there you go.
There you go.
There you go. You're live again.
That was weird.
Yeah.
See if we're still
alive. Uh-oh. Looked like you were stunned.
I invoked your father's name, and our internet slowed.
Everything seems to be working. The meeting is now streaming live. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it seems to be working. I go. That was not what happened. Everything I told you was true. No, it wasn't. You put me in the position of choosing you or my brother. I will choose you. I'm telling her I will choose her.
Wow.
But you never answered. Did you love me? Be honest. So now I've put her above my brother.
Yeah.
Now, for all
intents. Yeah, right. You put her on the hook. Now, is that going to mean something to her? She didn't give a shit that the brother was sick. However, you did indicate that you're back and you will put her above all, which means that any request that she makes, she's going to leave if you don't do it, but you're desperate enough to maybe go with the offer that she has.
She goes, I did, but not anymore. If I have not loved you, I would have gone long ago. And here you are, baby. That's my girl.
Here you are still arguing with me.
That's my girl. I go, and I've had the same thoughts. As angry as you are, I feel the same. Still, when we are good together, we are great. If this is just about money, then we can make it work.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Teetering.
Oh, good. You're telling her everything she wants to hear.
Yep.
See, she swung that door open a skosh. And now you're wedging it open little bit by bit.
Yeah, I'm like a skunk. I'm lingering.
He's got his toe in the door. Let's see.
I've sprayed and you can't get me out. I'm in your clothes. You can taste me.
Oh, yeah.
Interview.
Yes.
She tastes my skunk. So that was March 23rd.
Pew, pew, pew.
So that was the last thing. April 1st, I write her. So we've gone over a week.
Wow.
I go, hi, how are you? She goes, I'm not okay. Just be on your own. You've not been a nice person. I just want to have your money to know you're real. You know, Joe, I've had my doubts about you. I'm going to need you to send me a payment to know you're real.
Oh, my God.
Formidable opponent, you know, she's not, you could butter her up, but she's not going to be bowled over, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She goes, and I tested you for that, but you failed. Just needed a gift card from you, nothing much, $100. I thought I was paying the interwebs.
Jesus Christ.
I go, okay, I just really needed a friend. I am lost. Sorry for bothering you. I'm sorry you're not okay. I'm just really sorry.
Wow.
She goes, I'm not okay.
And you can't even play the sadness card or the brother's sick card because that doesn't mean a hill of shit to her.
No, it does not.
No.
Just a way to try to get her, for her to try to get money out of me.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I'm not okay. I go, that's what you said. She goes, okay. Go, anyway, I just needed a friend. I did not mean to anger you. She goes, it's fine. Let's not get lost. So this is April 3rd. I go, I don't want to fight, Boo. I never meant to disappoint you. My brother died, and I am crushed.
Oh, you killed your brother.
I killed my brother.
You killed Dick Eldorado. We didn't give a shit then.
But yeah, but this is blood.
Yeah.
Are you surprised by that move?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I had no choice.
Yeah.
You had to go somewhere with that. If she gives a shit, I don't think she's going to give a shit. However, that being said, you had to go some. I mean, that was the red button you had to hit.
I did.
That.
How do you think she responds to that, kids?
She could care less.
Did that free up any money?
She goes, then go look for a friend somewhere else. I'm not in this for your jamboree anymore, but you are.
Jamboree!
So that makes me think maybe she does know.
Wait a minute. Your jamboree.
I mean, that's such a weird thing to say.
It's such a weird thing to say.
Hey, you want to know? Fuck you, lady. We got about 6 months of fucking segments out of this. So we got to go pack, and it wasn't a loss.
So this is April 3rd. How do you think I respond to that?
You're going to have to go with the disappointed card.
What do you say, Pip?
I'm flabbergasted. I'm sorry. I am completely stuck on Jamboree.
Either that or tell her to watch at 6:30.
Did she see some of our promos for the show?
I don't know.
He might have. Jamboree's a good word. Maybe we should put her on the fucking ad, advertising department. Get her a job in the back. Look, look. This is what it is. You want a job in the back office? We could use some of your ideas. Jamboree, we like that.
Yeah, really. Join the Davin's Den Jamboree.
Yeah.
So you guys don't really know how I respond. You know.
I really don't know.
I go Jamboree.
Thank you.
Jamboree.
Jamboree.
Never. I go radio show since day one, and you and your team were
nice. Nice.
No.
Nice. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. You bitch. You bitch.
Wait,
good boy.
No radio show since day one. Oh no.
I go since day one, and you and your team were very entertaining and educational. Thanks, Boo.
Oh my God!
That's fantastic.
Oh my God! He said it. Well, you knew the end was.
She thought she dragged you through this thick, and you were some poor, pathetic guy, and you got the last thing because she sat there because you just told her, "I'm not sick." You just wasted your fucking time with a fucking radio show that this is our stock and trade. That's like, break my heart. You just wasted 6 fucking months on a fucking radio show that was on to you since day one. Not only are you getting no money, you stink.
You stink!
They get a you stink, you stink. Oh, we're you stink.
Oh, God. See, all right. Part of me thinks that she would not answer at all, but part of me thinks that now she's going to, like, flip her shit. What happened?
So I said on April 3rd. No response on April 3rd.
Oh!
Oh, she headed for the hills. Oh, sore as hell. Sore as hell.
That's so great.
Sore as hell.
So you guys are pleased with my response?
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy he's a pick. Fantastic. Bravo. Fucking bravo.
Yes.
Just to let them know. Oh, well, goodbye. Goodbye. Really? Really? Let me tell you something. You've been part of a fucking radio show for 6 months. You didn't get shit. You wasted your time.
More than 6 months.
You gave us fucking content. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
More than 6 months. And let's see. Well, let me do it. All of August.
I'm thinking about it. We got a shitload out of her.
February. March. Yeah, at this point, it was 8 months plus. 8 months plus.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Because you want to know something? They would have taken some poor person over the fucking coals with the shit they were doing. Yeah. And we fucked them. We fucked them. And we told them we fucked them. And they know we fucked them.
I should write a choir song about it.
They know we fucked them. We fucked them. Oh, yes, we fucked them. We fucked them really good.
Okay. Apparently you got a head start on it. You got choreography and everything going.
But we fucked them. We fucked them. A cold, callous group of scammers.
Oh,
fucked
so
them
great.
For 8 months.
Eight months.
Jamboree was all I could stand.
She was pissed before. I can only imagine, like, flipping over tables mad. Oh, that's a long time.
I wish you turned around and said, I know all about your show. Could you at least click like? I mean, Jesus Christ.
help a pal out.
Could you follow?
You said we were friends. Like, they have to read that and go, son of a bitch!
Smash that subscribe!
Because they've wasted various people on me, too.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just a one-person operation. They called in other people.
That was like a team.
Davin, anytime we talk about our show, whether we're doing press or you're on a show describing our show or I'm on the show, just, you know, another show describing our show, Pip, you know, if you're on something, we sit there, we go, the best part is we waste their time. We waste their time. Mm-hmm. And that, people don't listen to go, that's amazing. That's great.
Yeah.
And in this, and, you know, we just wasted 8 months of their fucking time. Bravo. Fantastic.
Oh, that's so great.
All right, so.
I'm so pleased with that ending. I can't even tell you. That's so great.
Okay. That had to end sometime, right?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, it was obviously wrapping up. You weren't going to get any more out of her.
You don't think so?
No, I think no.
You think I played that as well as I could? As long as I could.
Yes.
You'd have to put out money. You'd have to put a gift card out to get anywhere. So it was good to, and especially my brother died. Oh, I'm enough of your horse. Right there. There's nothing more you could do. So just tell her, oh, not for nothing. Yeah, use that phrase. Not for nothing. You just wasted 8 months of your fucking time. You stupid fucking scammer. They're pissed off they're going to be, you know? I mean, because they think they're fooling people. How pissed that they got things, and you were on a fucking radio show and got scammed.
And we just sat here for months and laughed.
We had a jamboree.
We did have a jamboree. Your jamboree.
What's interesting is they think they're going out on their terms.
Yes.
They don't know. It's never
terms. They're not. And they know they're not. They wasted 8 months and didn't get a fucking dime. You know? Wait, it's like if I go out to get a sale. And I'm working on the customer, blah, 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 and then we got a dialogue and stuff like that. I was like, we're going to go with somebody else. I just wasted 8 months and got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here? They just wasted 8 months and got nothing, you know? And that's fantastic. We fucked evil, rotten, godless, horrible people. And there's nothing better than that.
A little different feeling than when it ended with Belinda, huh?
Yeah.
Belinda was different because there was, I think the actual Belinda was, there was a soft spot for you and stuff like that. And I think because the husband or whoever there was kind of tough and rough, and then they got the other person, it was kind of cold. I mean, you had that phone call with her towards the end where it really was kind of sweet in a way.
Yeah.
Might have been emotional.
Well, I played a recent conversation I had with her from like a year or two ago. Remember, I had another video chat with her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Belinda here forever.
Right. But this was, there was cold, they were callous, they were nasty, they didn't give a shit, and they were just thought you were some poor soul that they're going to just leave defenseless because they couldn't get anything out of you. You lost your brother. Your brother was sick. You wanted to try. You traveled to England. You did, you did all this shit. And he thought that you were some poor sucker that they were screwing over with just a sole purpose of getting money out of you. And you turned around and told them they wasted 8 months of their fucking time. And thank you, you were content on a fucking radio show that goofs on scammers. You can't get better than that.
Yeah, really. Because, Joe has said, this person was just so cold and so evil, and it's they're just incredibly shameful in all the tactics that they use.
Even if you sent them $10, you know, they got away and they got $10. All right, yeah, they got nothing, not dime one. All of that work and they got nothing, and they got scammed, and they were part of content on a radio show. You fucked them like a teenage runaway. It's fantastic.
Well, after a couple of the topics from tonight, I don't know if that's the analogy we want.
Yeah, really? Back up that ice cream truck.
Can we use coming for your children? Can we use that?
if you do it in song, sure. all right. So there's that. The kids are happy. The kids are happy.
Yeah.
And really, that's what I do.
Ecstatic is the word. Static is
work. I aim to please.
I'm very pleased with that ending. Yay. So, that was a happy ending.
Was it? So I guess we'll have to see what next week brings, won't we?
Yeah.
Always something new, isn't it?
I know, but that, oh boy.
All right. Let's see. Let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire. Not a long episode. Not a long segment, but long enough, I guess. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ.
Side Splitting Productions. You need a comedian, you want to call Side Splitting Productions. Hire the best comics in the industry. HBO, Comedy Central, Private Roast, Fundraiser, Choir, Political Club, VFW. We got you covered. Restaurant. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call 551-404-3094. Joe, will you be anywhere people can see?
Yes, I'll be part of the Comedians of the Compound show, a part of the Anthony Cumia show, Comedians of the Compound show, East Brunswick Square, this 8 p.m. and in Brunswick, New Jersey. Go to eventbrite.com for tickets and information. It's going to be a fun show. I'll be there with Anthony. Anthony's actually doing stand-up now, which is amazing. Yeah, he'll go up there about 10 to 20, which is really mind-blowing because I always thought he should be doing stand-up, and he's doing, you know, he's doing a set. You got Gina Biscotti, Aaron Berg, Don Jameson, and Pat Dixon, Chrissy Mayer. So it's going to be a very, very fun night. So if you're out there, come on out.
There you go. All right. This has gone on long enough. Thank you guys for listening and watching. We certainly appreciate it, whether it be live or in the podcast or the video, which is always up on the Davin's Den Facebook page. Certainly very spirited. We will we'll try to do some more for you next week. Done a lot of shows in a row. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no
one. Tell no one.
Either way,
please. Tell the scammers.
Tell the scammers. No, don't tell the scammers.
Don't warn them.
Don't tell the scammers.
Oh, they stay in the safe until we fuck them enough.
They really should Google me. Anyway, either way, please keep on listening or watching.